The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Big changes coming to the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you're used to. Otto's got deets in food news. Hottest hashtags here in the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, so before food news, let's talk about this 1,323-pound NASA satellite that was supposed to stay in space till 2034. It just fell into the Pacific Ocean.
Oh,
yeah.
Luckily, it didn't hit anyone.
So it burned up on re-entry, and components may have survived. Some of them, they're going to look for them and try to figure out why it fell.
Yeah, because I thought when satellites fall through the atmosphere, they actually burn to a crisp.
They're supposed to, but for some reason, some of it stayed together. Either way, I would hate to like be crushed by something falling.
Well, now
space.
That we know that they can make it through the atmosphere, that's a little scary.
Yeah,
because there's literally thousands of them up there.
Yeah, I know.
Have you guys heard the theory that there's aliens in the ocean?
Yes, Anthony.
I have heard that.
That's where they maybe
they pulled the satellite into the ocean.
Boom. That's what I'm thinking. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm at.
I saw President Obama just said aliens were real, and then he had to walk it back. Anyway. All right, what do we have for food news, Otto?
There's no conspiracy theories behind this, okay?
Okay.
Uncrustables is making a full lineup of fridge-friendly foods or fridge-friendly, I don't know what they're called. Sandwiches, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
crustless. They're crustless sandwiches is what they're called.
But that means that they can last how long now?
They can last up to 5 days in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Well, I usually finish mine in 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
Yeah, were you freezing them before?
No, I was never freezing them. They wouldn't make it that many days. I just eat them. There's only four in a box, so I smash them out pretty quickly.
Anthony's and like, if I put them in the freezer, I got to wait for them to defrost before
we've
I eat
done
them.
We've done a lot of impactful things on this radio show, but talking about aliens and Uncrustables on this radio show might be my favorite thing we've ever done.
Right in your wheelhouse, right?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
This is all I'm talking about, guys. This all is good right. radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just read the most amazing article. If you're friends first, your relationship lasts longer.
Oh.
I did not know
we
that.
We were friends first.
We were, Otto. We were friends for a long time. And now we're married for a long time. So maybe there's something to this. But I also know people who, you know, just meet and they start dating right away. And that works out as well. But the science, 69% of relationships who start out as friends end up making it.
I mean, it makes sense. You have to have that base first.
It does. So I actually posted this on my social media and Lori said she wanted to talk about it. So she's online too. So Lori, when you first met your person, was it love at first sight or were you BFFs first?
Okay, so both. So we met, I was 15 years old. We met on a bus.
What?
And I asked if anybody had, I said, does anybody have gum? And my husband stood up and said, oh, I do. And he gave me a piece of gum, winked at me, because at 15, that's, you know.
That's how you flirt. That's what you do.
I sat down next to my girlfriend, and I said, oh, my God, I just met the guy I'm going to marry. And he laughed at me and said, oh, my God, is he cute? And, you know. So we end up in the same circles. We're friends for 2 years. Best friends.
Gosh.
Not, you know, he likes somebody else. I like somebody else. We date other people. And then after 2 years, just one day, we kind of look at each other and go, I think you're my person. And we've been married for 20 years now.
Oh,
we have two beautiful girls. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So that means 16 met, friends till 18. All these years later, do you still remember the feeling you got on the bus?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Those butterflies.
And he tells people all the time that it just took him longer to realize. If he would have just paid attention right away.
But it wouldn't have worked out the way it did. Yeah. No, Lori. It was meant to be the way it happened.
I got a question for you. How did you know? How did you know that was going to be your husband?
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. I mean, he was cute. But I just sat down next to my girlfriend. I said, oh, my God, that's the one. That's the guy.
Well,
and
like,
everybody thought I was crazy. And then we were friends. So I thought I was crazy. But I wasn't.
I just love that the gum brought you together more than anything.
The gum brought us together.
I've got
gum. He has told everybody since then. He goes, listen, all you got to do is have gum.
And you can find the love of your life.
That's a good note for life.
Lori, what's your husband's name?
David.
David. Oh my gosh. And think about it. He told her I needed to build up my courage. Like, he didn't realize it, but she knew. And all these years later, these stories are so amazing. I believe we have Kimberly on line 5. Hi, Kimberly.
Shout out to Double Mint Dave.
Yeah, Double Mint, right? Bubblegum. Kimberly, hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, were you best friends or was it love at first sight with your partner?
So mine's kind of complicated.
Ooh, do tell. Do tell.
No, you would probably think I'm crazy, but I used to believe in the love at first sight thing, but I got with 2 people that I thought were attractive, and not at the same time.
Okay. But, no, I get gotcha. It. I get it. I understand. I mean, do make that clear, though, because you never know. We've had a lot of different conversations this morning.
Exactly. That's what I was like. Let me make that clear real quick.
Okay.
But remember how the other days y'all were talking about the social media come into the relationship? Well, I have met mine on social media.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we ended up, you know, it wasn't even like a friendship thing. We just ended up being together like, oh, you're cute. Okay, so now, you know, let's just get together and go on a date. Well, he ended up not being the person I thought he was. And the relationship ended up being like abusive. So it wasn't until a couple years late. Recently, and I tried again, and I met somebody else, of course, online.
Okay.
Like, okay, well, maybe this is different, and I actually married this man, but no, it was not meant to be. And then I was like, you know what? I give up. I'm not doing this love thing. I'm not doing this relationship thing.
I'm doing my mom thing,
and that's it. And then I started playing games on my phone, you know, like my kids and everything. And next thing you know, it was in 2021, I met a guy on the game.
Wait, you met a guy gaming? Okay, are you guys together? I need a quick resolution because I'm getting disappointed here, Kimberly. Did you?
We are together.
Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The moral of the story is marry a gamer. That's all there is to it. Kimberly, you should have just...
That was a roller coaster.
Yeah. I'm like, you should have married... Play, you know, whatever GTA or Pac-Man, whichever your vibe is. And you meet a gamer. Okay. You know what? I want to flip this. I want to ask another question. Who's been married the longest listening? And the reason why I'm saying that is producer Jack says there's a woman named Mary on the phone right now. And she says she's been married the longest and that it was love at first sight for her too. She's like, nobody can beat the amount of years.
Let's find out.
Okay. So we're going to come back with Mary's story. How long have you been married and was it love at first sight with your person or were you friends first?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So earlier, if you just turned the radio on, I asked the question, who's been married the longest that's listening to us? I challenged anybody to call in, 877-730-DCS1. According to our producer, this caller, she says she's been married the longest she believes. Okay, so Lori, you are married, obviously.
Yes, I am.
Okay, love at first sight. How did this happen with your man, and how long have you been with him?
Okay, I've been with him 55 years.
Wait,
what a blessing.
In 1971, we got married, and I've been with him ever since.
Half a century plus 5? Is that what you just told me?
Yes,
whoa,
ma'am.
That's so cool.
We were 20 years old, and we met on a blind date. And then he said to me, I'm going to end up marrying you.
Why do I feel like crying right now? Why am I getting emotional? Oh, my gosh, Mary.
I'm crying.
I'm so happy for you. How do I hate you?
So we've been married that long, and we've had 4 kids. And, I mean, he's been by my side ever since. We never gave up on each other.
Mary, you've got me so emotional. I have upper lip sweat.
Oh my God. I have a question, Mary. Oh. Mary, who set up that blind date for you?
Thank you, Andy.
For you two.
I had a friend that she didn't want to go on a date with this guy by herself. And she said, "Can you want to go with me?" I said, "I'm not going to go with 3 people." He said, "No, I'll get he's got a friend." I said, "Okay."
Very good fellas, right?
Yeah. And she didn't like the guy afterwards. And then she says, "How was my day?" I said, "I loved it." I said, "That's going to be my husband." And sure enough, we were. And my poor friend, she passed away in December.
Oh, Mary, I'm sad to hear about that. She actually made your forever love connection. First of all, what is your best friend's name that passed away?
Gloria Garcia.
Gloria Garcia. And what is your husband's name?
Eddie Aguirre.
Eddie Aguirre. Oh my gosh. I'm just so happy that you shared this story. Are you guys doing something for your 56th anniversary?
I don't know. No, it's going to be 55. July the 9th will be 55 years.
What's the date again?
July 9th.
July the 9th, 1971.
If I don't get an invitation to whatever y'all plan, I'm going to be very hurt, Mary. I cried on the radio, okay? So I better get an invitation. Producer Jack, get her number so that we can be on the invitation. You don't even have to feed us, girl. We'll bring our own food. I just want to go. I love talking about the positives of relationships. Anybody can be 55 years. Let's hear from you, okay? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Drake's new project, Iceman, looks like one of these songs has leaked, and we're going to play it for you right now after Famous People's Birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Common celebrating his birthday, and friend of the show, Jack Harlow, also celebrating his birthday.
Well, if we're doing friend of the show, Common was a friend of the show a long time ago.
Friends of the show. Also,
I did
Jack
a mixtape
Harlow.
With Common, okay?
Yeah, his new album, Monica, tonight.
Yeah.
Or is it out?
Last night.
Oh, it's out.
Yep, it's out now.
All right. Okay. All right. So, anyway, let's get back to Drake. There was a minute, I'm not going to lie to you, I love Drake. But I was like, oh, I don't know. Do I want new music from Drake? And after hearing this, yes, I do.
Serena, but I'm cool with Venus. I be hanging around these like I'm Dua Lipa. I might hit a schoolboy and do a remix. Because you put your on, but they making peanuts. We don't ever piece it up. We got between us.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I love, classic Drake. I was not sure I was ready for new Drake. I'm like, I don't know. Where's he going? I'm ready for that. That feels like summer. That feels like a house party.
We need it. We need new Drake.
Drake's like, here, we'll just buy your house. Pay like over $1 million over what it was worth just so you can have fun parties.
Tripling down on that he's rich.
I don't think Drake's ever gotten like a traditional neighbor war, right? Where and your neighbor dislikes you. I know a couple, when me and my friend Austin, we had our apartment, our neighbor called the cops on us so many times. And then like, it was like one time where he called the wrong time and the police officer showed up and he's like, hey, there's nothing going on there.
So he was just calling to be a jerk. You weren't even home?
Exactly. If I was Drake, I would have definitely bought his apartment as well too. But being that I'm in an apartment, my situation's a little different.
I had a neighbor call police on us one time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So me and my friends were throwing a tiny rager, just a baby rager. Okay. Like
it wasn't a soiree, but it wasn't a rager.
It was in the middle, automatic. It was in the middle. And were we having fun? Yes. Was there a DJ outside? Maybe. And a police officer got there and they're like, it might be a little loud. I was like, I swear to you, we weren't that loud. And we really weren't. And I might have had a little bit of an attitude with him. And he said, hey, come out here and talk to me. And I stepped off the curb and he arrested me. Oh. He put handcuffs on me.
He's like, you think you're smart with your little slick tongue, huh?
I didn't know that. Never step off the curb. Stay on your property.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.